All right, Ann, sit down and brace yourself. Some of my worst fights on the street, and I was in there, I mean, I was in the gutter, was with also prostitutes. I mean, you were in it. So it's not this thing, thing of sex for me. It was a job, and it was, you had a role-playing guy. I actually bought a whole whorehouse one time, and taxpayer's money. But you know, you're sitting there and you got to play this role, and this guy who's the bouncer, he's pinching my ass, you know, and I'm going, oh Jesus, I'm going up the steps, and then my partners are outside. Another time I was wired. I'm not going to tell you how we were wired, but we had a wire. It was a And they're sitting there listening to all this, and then I got to deal with that later. They're making fun out of me. So it was a, you know, all right. Now this is a sad, matter of fact, I met my partner tonight. We were talking about this. It's called a horror story. On a bad night, there was a crack whore that I arrested for trying to sell her pussy. She tried to run and fought for a quick minute, kicking and punching, swearing and screaming. An Italian girl, olive skin, brown eyes, and black silk hair. She sat in the back of the D car crying almost to a sob and begging for freedom and said, I'm just trying to support a habit. I don't rob or steal. I ain't murdered anyone. I just sell my ass. Let me go, please. I told her, listen, it's your turn, nothing personal. You'll be out there before I finish the report. She says, I'm on probation. I said, ouch. If you let me go, she said, and I'll blow you for nothing. I don't think my sergeant will let me get blowed. In fact, I'm sure it's against rules and regulations. Specifically states, blowjobs will tarnish the badge. Section number 69-101, no blowjobs for the men. No Johnson, no head, no cleaning rust from the old pipes. I mean, it's all written down in black and white. Sorry. She cried some more, and we took her to the station. We gave her coffee and a cigarette. Police will always give you coffee and a cigarette, even if you're not allowed to blow them. I asked her, why are you walking the streets? She said, I sell my ass for oil. I said, go to the clinic and dry out. I'm afraid of hospitals. She took a long drag from the cigarette. I had to get a hysterectomy because some freak broke a light bulb inside of me. I said, what? Some sick freak broke a light bulb inside of me, and I bled real bad, almost died. What happened to the freak? My brother killed him. I said, your brother killed the freak? She said, I wasn't walking the streets then or supporting a habit. I was just a good Italian girl. My brother, to defend my honor, stomped his brains out and stuck a light bulb where the sun doesn't shine. He was found guilty and is serving life because of me. Because of me, he killed a freak, defending my honor. Pretty sad, isn't it? I said, honor is sometimes expensive. She puts a cigarette out. He's serving life, and he thinks I'm at home making pasta and planting tomatoes. I wouldn't tell him. Are you telling me the truth? She said, I don't lie to cops. I walked her to the door. Go home. You got to get out a free jail card. Give me a call someday when you're not making pasta. She asked, you let me go? I said, don't let the door hit you and your chubby Italian. I watched as she walked into the night and thought, blowjobs are overrated, but they ain't too bad even on a bad night. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a true story. Thank you.